The absurd economics of meaning. It is a curious thing, but the human mind, while perfectly capable of balancing a checkbook, counting sheep, and determining the square footage of a cow pasture, utterly refuses to operate on logic alone when it comes to what actually moves us. If we were the rational creatures economists pretend us to be, no one would buy a Rolex, no one would stand in line for an iPhone, and no one would pay $6 for a cup of coffee that tastes suspiciously like hot regret. Yet here we are. The reason is simple. Value is not a mathematical equation. It's an emotionally expensive performance. If something makes too much sense, it ceases to be interesting. The entrepreneur, the artist, the lunatic in the room. Their superpower? They are not constrained by logic. They understand that a thing must be scarce or ubiquitous, cheap or extravagant, effortless or punishingly difficult, but never comfortably in the middle. The mid-tier, the rationale, the sensible. That's the swamp of the uninspiring. Consider the economy of persuasion. You can lay out a perfect bulletproof argument, a neat row of facts, each standing at attention like a well-disciplined soldier, and still lose to the man who tells a slightly ridiculous but profoundly felt story. This is why the grand romantic gesture works, the absurdly inefficient ad campaign works, the ridiculously priced handbag works, because their very extravagance conveys meaning. The committee, bless its soul, will always kill the good idea because it seems illogical. But the world was not changed by committees. It was changed by people who knew that absurdity isn't a flaw. It's the secret handshake of persuasion. And that, dear reader, is why logic may win arguments, but it will never win hearts. And if you think this is all theoretical nonsense, let me tell you about Jebediah T. Pickens, the man who sold nothing for a fortune. There was once a man, let's call him Jebediah T. Pickens, who ran a shop on Main Street that, by all reasonable standards, should have failed spectacularly. The sign out front read, J.T. Pickens Emporium of Exquisite Nothingness. The shelves, bare, the counters, empty. There was no inventory, no sales pitch, no discernible reason for the place to exist. And yet, people lined up around the block to buy absolutely nothing at all. The town council, consisting of men who believed themselves to be the pinnacle of reason, were baffled. "It makes no sense," declared Mr. Archibald, who had once bankrupted a hardware store and therefore considered himself a financial expert. "But does it have to make sense? People will only buy what they need," scoffed Archibald. "Then why do they buy diamonds, or front row opera seats, or $12 avocado toast?" Archibald had no answer for this. And so, as is the custom of men defeated in argument, he declared Jebediah a menace and stormed off. The trick of selling nothing. Jebediah, you see, understood something the town council never could. People don't buy things because they need them. They buy things because they mean something. So he created an economy of absurdity. Limited edition empty boxes, $10 apiece. An autograph, another $5. A members-only subscription where, for a modest fee, he would continue to send them nothing. And for his most discerning customers, he unveiled the ultra-rare, limited-edition supreme tier of absolutely nothing. Price, $100. He sold out in a day. The death of reason, and why it didn't matter. The newspapers called it a scandal. The council demanded an investigation. But Jebediah, he just laughed, because he knew something they didn't. People don't want logic. They want a story worth telling. His customers didn't buy nothing. They bought membership into the absurd. They bought the right to lean across a dinner table and say, "Oh, you haven't heard of Pickens Nothing Emporium? Well, let me tell you." And that, dear reader, is how Jebediah became the richest man in town, by selling what everyone else overlooked, meaning. Moral of the story? Logic wins arguments. Absurdity wins hearts. The best-selling things in the world, luxury goods, viral ideas, grand romantic gestures, are valuable because they don't make perfect sense. If your strategy makes too much sense to a committee, it's probably boring. And never underestimate a man who can sell nothing. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have an idea for an NFT.